How much of all of this could have been predicted? Back in 2007, Nassim Taleb wrote in his best-selling book Black Swan, "As we travel more on this planet, epidemics will become more acute. The successful killer will spread vastly more effectively. I see the risks of a very strange acute virus spreading throughout the planet." The former Wall Street trader who predicted the 2008 financial crisis has been telling me about the role that he thinks globalization has played in this pandemic.
I wrote in the Black Swan that the virus was going to take over the planet, travel on British Air and perhaps Air France. Whereas 600 years ago, the problem we had with the plague, the Great Plague, was traveling on camels and horsebacks, and it took, it was 30 miles a day maximum. So in 2013, the government of Singapore invited me to discuss such a possibility, and they were really ready for it.
How well prepared are other governments, would you say?
Not at all, I would say. Definitely not the Chinese government early on. And very unfortunately, not the UK government. It's still it's not prepared.
They would say that there has been planning going into this and they're going through different stages which they've been preparing for in their contingency planning.
We looked at the epidemiology models that were being used, and they're very primitive, extremely fragile to assumptions, and I would say have probably the same sophistication as the models used by the Bank of England before the crash of 2008. You guys are late in the game compared to, say, Korea or Singapore or even China. And the later, the more you wait, the higher the costs.
Talking of the costs, as well as obviously the health costs, very, very important, but we're also seeing the economic costs. And what do you think of the scale of those?
Economic costs are going to be very large. But then again, I mean, don't throw the baby with the bathwater. Globalization pulled 1 billion people out of poverty over the past 30 years. Well, now we're going to pay a little price. It can be quite large because the system is very even over-optimized in the sense that you have very few suppliers for every product on the planet, winner-take-all effect. So disruptions are going to be much, will affect more people in the supply chain than, say, 100 years ago.
Do you think that this is going to, the impact of this is going to last a long time, or is this going to be a shock, undoubtedly, but once the pandemic is over, that the worldwide economy will be able to recover?
I think the worldwide economy has other problems than the pandemic, and that was a catalyst. But I think the pandemic effect itself, it will be resolved. It will be costly, resolved, and provided, of course, that we act now. This is not the Great Plague. The next one may be something that's antibiotic resistant, but no, not this virus. Eventually, we'll adapt to it. We can eradicate it. All it takes is a cycle of 14 or maybe 21 days of lockdown to completely take care of it.
Nassim Nicholas Taleb, author of The Black Swan, thank you for talking to us.
Thanks a lot.